Hometown Ghost Stories contains serious and often distressing events and is not intended for all audiences. Listener discretion is advised.
What's going on, everybody? Welcome back to another horror movie review on Hometown Ghost Stories. I am your host, Rob, at King Coakley on Twitter and other things. And I am joined, as always, by Dave Wilkins.
What's going on, guys?
And Jesse Wilkins.
What's up? And we will let everybody know that this particular episode is going to be full of spoilers. So if you haven't seen this movie yet, which is Choose or Die, then I would suggest pause this, go watch the movie, and then come back and listen to our review, unless you enjoy having these things spoiled for you. But yes, spoiler-filled review for you folks.
Absolutely spoiler. I mean, we have to talk about everything that happened, right? So hopefully you come back to us after you watch it, or you've already watched it. Anyways, Dave, do you want to hit us with
the... Dave, you want to hit us with the synopsis?
I would love to.
Go ahead. Hurry.
Synopsis.
Choose or Die. A broke student plays an obscure 1980s survival computer game in pursuit of an unclaimed $100,000 prize. After a series of unexpectedly terrifying moments, she soon realizes she's no longer playing for the money, but for her own life. So this was a... I went into this movie with low expectations because I had seen that it got some pretty bad reviews. I didn't read any of the reviews before watching the movie, or I didn't actually watch any either. But I saw that they were getting killed by all of the critics. So the movie was basically about a 1980s video game called Cursor, which I think, side note, would have been a way cooler name for the movie. I thought Choose or Die was a pretty stupid name for this movie, but it is what it is. So anyways, I had low expectations for this movie, and then it started, and it started out pretty good, I thought. I was actually surprised. I was like, oh, this is... got some pretty cool stuff going on. There are two particular scenes in particular, excuse my redundancy, that I figured was going to set the pace for the movie. So you got, like, when the movie opened, you had Eddie Marson's character, Hal. He's basically sitting at his computer after getting accosted by his family for basically being a piece of shit who just plays video games all day. I wonder what that's like.
That felt like a direct attack.
I know. I was like, oh, man. So he gets prompted by this retro-looking green 1980s text on a black screen telling him that his chalice is empty. And then he looks down and notices that his beer bottle's empty. And then it asks him if he wants another beer. He clicks yes, and then the lights go on and off, etc. And then it gets twisted.
Are you just reading us the fucking screenplay to this movie right now?
The whole script.
I'm telling you,
Dave, give us the whole script.
I'm telling you the two scenes that I liked. Happened to be the opening scene.
All right, that's fine.
Yep. In case people decided not to watch this movie and just want to listen to us talk about it, they might have some sort of idea what's going on, how this game works.
All right, get to page 10.
All right, skipping ahead to page 10. It asks him tongue or ears, and he chooses tongue. And when he goes into the kitchen, his wife's standing there with a knife, crying, I don't know what happened, and their son's bleeding from the mouth. So I'm like, dude, that's twisted. That is like, because it shows, one, that what he chose had a direct impact on his family, and two, it showed that when his wife did the deed, she didn't want to do it. And the same thing happened with the second scene that I really liked, which was the one in the restaurant, which is our protagonist, Kayla. So similar things happen on the game, and she basically, the waitress ends up smashing bottles on the ground, and the game asks her if it wants her to clean it up or keep smashing the bottles, and she...
What if it was the game from the wrapper of the game? It's just the game telling her to do this stuff.
That would be... It wouldn't be less ridiculous than some of the shit that went down in this movie, to be completely honest. So instead of cleaning up the glass, the waitress basically just starts picking up the shards of glass off the floor, putting them in her mouth, chewing them, and swallowing them. And she's crying, saying, I don't want to do it. And the actress who played this waitress was awesome. She did a great job. And it really was really disturbing because it showed, one, she's doing something as messed up as chewing and swallowing glass, and it also shows that, like, she didn't want to do it, like, she was, like, something else was controlling her. So I thought this movie was going in this really cool direction. It was going to be like a whole bunch of stuff like that, and I was like, the critics got it wrong, and it didn't go that direction. I thought the rest of the movie was pretty much just bullshit, and we can get into the negatives later. I'll let you guys have a turn, I guess.
So for me, this is very reminiscent of the movie Ghost Ship, right? Where Ghost Ship has the potentially greatest opening scene in horror movie history.
100%
of all time. Like, it's just, it just, every time you see that scene, it just, it is startling. And this movie opens the same way. It opens great. It catches your attention immediately. You're like, I cannot wait for this movie now. And I will say the woman that was acting in the restaurant was great. And that scene is alarming. But the setup for that was fucking stupid. I hated the setup. It was, what was it that she said? God, now I wrote it down and I forgot to bring it with me. But
so she asked.
She said,
Take a break.
Yeah, do you need to take a break? And it's like just such a, it doesn't even correlate to throwing glass on the ground.
She's breaking the glasses.
Yeah, but that's not taking a break. You're literally breaking something. Like, it's not even clever, right? It's not fucking clever. So I don't like that. That's kind of dumb. And then it's like, clean it up, and she starts eating it. Where's the correlation there? Like, at least make the wordplay clever on it. There's nothing clever about it. Like, it doesn't, it's just so stupid. The scene is harrowing. The actress is great. Eating glass is terrible. But like, the whole setup for that was just,
yeah, they could have they could have reworded it to either like break, like just break question mark. And then it would be like, oh yeah. So it's kind of seemed like they wanted to take a break, but that's wordplay. Take a break. You're right. Like when you, like no one's ever like broken a glass and be like, I just took a break.
Yeah.
Like, no. Yeah. You're right. The wordplay didn't make sense. And then instead of clean it up,
you know,
I mean, what do you do on break? You eat. So yeah. they could have worked that in to make it make more sense.
I mean, if you gave us 20 minutes to sit in a room, we could have come up with a better verbiage for that, right? It seems super duper lazy. And once I saw that, I'm like, I don't know how the rest of this movie is going to go, because the writing's, that's very poor writing.
I'll say this though, it is a little bit heartbreaking to watch you poke holes in the only good scene of this movie.
I'm sorry. The opening scene was great.
Opening scene was fine. Yeah.
But like, so it was just so, and it was so light too. It was tongue or ears. And you're like, I don't know what you're talking about. So he chooses one. You didn't know what the outcome was going to be for that. So they could have done something like that as well. You know, like, I don't know, eat or something else. Like, I would have been fine with that. I wouldn't say a word about it.
Mm-hmm.
And then Dave's right. The entire movie just fucking, it's just, it nosedives off the cliff after that scene. It's just
boring, hard,
boring,
convoluted,
stupid.
It didn't make sense. It was just, yeah.
And then you had the, so before we even get to some more of it, for me, I enjoy movies with a premise like this, so, or not movies, but like movies too, but specifically the book I was thinking of was, oh my God, what's the movie? Ready Player One. So Ready Player One, the book, is a really fun book. It's not like this earth-shattering book, but it's like a good, fun adventure, one where he's trying to solve, it's same setup basically, without the horror element, that they're trying to set, they're trying to win a video game that has an ultimate prize at the end that no one's ever been able to do. And the journey through, it's a lot of fun in the book. The movie sucked. They did not translate the book well. But I like movies like this where you're trying to do that type of stuff. You know?
Yeah, like tech horror. Like technically, like, I mean, like the, you have like Unfriended and even, what was it? Truth or Dare was another one. And then this one actually kind of also reminded me of Would You Rather. I don't know if you saw that movie. It was like about like a dinner. It's more like a dinner party.
Oh, yes. I actually recently watched that again.
Too. Yeah. And then if you want to get crazy, you could take like the god of all tech horror, The Ring. And it was just this movie, you know, kind of like that. Not as well executed, but, you know, same idea.
Not at all. So, yeah, I have nothing good to say about this movie after that point is the problem.
I agree.
No, it was pretty bad. I mean, they missed the mark on the rat scene by not showing anything that was actually going on. So that one could have been a cool scene, but it just, I feel like they might have had it in the cars and they're like, this is, it either didn't come out good or the CGI was bad or something, but it was an interesting scene the way that they did it, but then they didn't even kill off the mother. They should have the mother die right there.
Yeah, so, I actually, just before you we go off of this rat point, I don't necessarily agree with that, that they didn't show the rat. I liked they didn't. It added a layer of tension.
Suspense, yeah.
Yeah, and that it really was like uncomfortable. You can't see what's going on, and it just really ratcheted up the tension, which was, I think, one thing they got right. But there was a lot of dumb shit that went along with that rat scene. Like the word meat being written on the wall. So yeah. Who, did the rat write it? What, like, it doesn't make sense. Like, what is this? Or chew written on the door. It was just like, what is this? Where did it come from? There's like a computer's doing this? I don't get it. It was just dumb.
Well, that was the thing is that like they tried to work in like a demonic angle where they're like the symbols are causing all of this alternate reality and all this. It just didn't even come close to adding up or making any sense whatsoever. But the other positive I'll give is I did like a lot of the score in this movie. The music was well done for the most part. There was some songs that I didn't particularly care for, but they all fit really well and had like really cool kind of retro type beats that they worked in, which fit with like the 80s theme with the video game. That's and fair. Stuff. And I thought the music in this movie was really cool. So that's about it for the good stuff.
Let's talk about them shoehorning in that like overly evil guy for no reason.
That guy sucked, man. Like, they gotta stop doing this. Just
like, just no reason for this character at all. Like, it was so bad. He was bad. The acting.
He wasn't
was
even
bad.
Like a landlord, right? He was just right. Like another tenant. He's like, I'm gonna tell on you.
Yeah, I'm gonna.
If you don't have sex with me, it's like, dude, get out of here. Like, it was such a bad, poorly done character.
There was no reason to have him in there.
No,
it's just it didn't add anything. Like, it didn't add any sort of. It didn't help the main character's character development at all. It didn't. He had nothing to do with the story other than he was just there, and it was weird. It was sloppy, is what it was.
Yeah, I mean, a better character would have been some sort of like absentee stepfather that didn't care about the mother's illness and was like very nonchalant about the mother dying or something, right? Like, anything else is better. This guy made no sense. He's like opening her mail and like, I saw that you got the eviction notice, and just every like trope is just being thrown in. It's like she's getting evicted from like this terrible apartment already, and it's just
another one of those cookie cutter villains that they just throw in there that are just like just predictable and obvious and just awful.
Yeah, and then they just kill him in the end. You're like, oh yeah, well, they almost forgot to do that. You know, very uninteresting, predictable, and corny character.
They also had the tropey exposition guy, who was like the guy who created the game and who just explained, was just there to explain all the nuance of what happened, which is the character.
I thought you were talking about Robert Englund, which I thought was a nice touch.
No, the Robert Englund thing's fun.
Yeah. I
mean, the Robert Englund being in that movie is the only reason anybody has heard of this movie.
Right.
Good point. Yep.
Yeah. So I'm talking about the.
You're talking about the designer.
The game designer. Yeah. Where. He's literally just there to exposition dump and tell you like some background on it, which was the character that you hated from Sinister, Dave. So legitimately the same guy, right? Like, not the same actor, but you know.
Yeah, no, the same. He's in there for the same reason.
Right, just to tell you what's going on.
On that, so he had the dude in the room with the computer, right? The test, like the test dummy, for lack of a better term. And... Like, never mind, like, where did this guy come from? Like, why is he there? And forget all that, because they did forget all that. They didn't explain anything about this as to why he's there. But it gives him the option, the choose or die option, eat your computer or eat your arm.
Yeah.
Neither are practical. I'll give you that. Who the fuck would pick eat your arm?
I was thinking the same thing there. I'm like,
I would eat 10 computers before I eat my arm.
Yeah, it was so ridiculous. Like,
and that scene was so poorly done too. Like the eating of the arm. So this movie was it got so boring so fast that I had to finish it over like four different watches. Like I just like watched 15 minutes here. I'm like, 15 minutes there.
And that one, I think I talked to one of you guys in between. It was right after I watched that one. I was like, this is the turning point for me. Like, this movie sucks now. It turned a lot before that, but it was like, that kill was like, how are the kills in this movie getting worse? They got worse as the movie went.
So much worse.
And the worst one of all was when Isaac's character died, and he died from tape spitting out of his mouth, like from the cassette tape.
Scene went on so fucking long. It was so stupid.
They just dragged it out.
What are you doing? And they missed a opportunity. And this is what I thought they were going to do, and it would have been cool. I should have wrote this movie. But he clicked fast forward. I'm like, oh, he's going to like age. Like, he's going to just like, the stuff's going to come out of his mouth, and he's going to turn into an old man and die. And that would have been so fucking cool.
That would have been cool.
They didn't do that. They just did the stupid tape thing where it doesn't even kill him. He lays on the ground, and then you're like, oh, he survives. How stupid. And then he dies. It was like, completely took all the wind out of the sails. And it was just such a dumb scene.
Yeah.
Like, he blew it.
You know what else was a dumb scene? Like, skipping ahead a little bit. Remember when they're having their big fight, and the whole thing about the fight was she couldn't hit him because it would actually hurt her.
It was who can kill yourself the fastest, and that would kill the other person.
Yeah. So they're doing all this stuff, and the guy, he's trying to shoot himself, right? And he doesn't, and the bullets are gone. And then his son jumps on him to attack him. And instead of allowing him to attack him, because that's what he would need done, he still fights him off.
Yeah.
And I'm like, you need to die. Why are you fighting him off? Just let him do whatever. I mean, it was so stupid. It just was.
The fact that her big plan was to grab this heavy statue and jump into the pool. It's like, that's like one of the slowest ways to die.
Yeah.
Grab a toaster.
Yeah. Meanwhile, this guy slits his throat and somehow she drowns faster. It just didn't, or slits his own throat and somehow she still died. It just, I guess he didn't cut it enough.
Yeah.
But it's like if I see her go into the pool and then I start coughing up water, like I'm just going to grab that knife and I'm going to stab my throat way faster or something. You know, it's just, that scene was so stupid.
In fairness, it would be really hard for me to stab myself in the throat. Well,
it wasn't even hurting them when they would stab themselves. It was hurting the other person.
Right.
Yeah. I think there would still be a psychological hurdle to plant, like, you know.
I don't know if you're in the moment, maybe not. I mean, this is clearly a hypothetical that we're never going to live, but
hopefully.
But if you already know that anything you do to you isn't going to hurt you, turning somebody else, and that's the element, in the moment, it might be a lot easier to do than sitting here thinking about it would be my only counter to that.
At first, I thought it was going to be kind of a cool, interesting scene when it was Hal at the end again, and you're like, oh, this guy again. Yeah. Interesting. And then it was like, but the movie had, you were so lost at that point in the movie anyways, like you really didn't care. You're like, oh, cool. Please end the movie.
Yeah.
Start watching it at this point. Yeah. Movie was pretty bad.
It was only like 90 something minutes, but it felt way longer.
It really did. Yeah. It's one of those movies that you're watching, you want it to end. And that's never a good thing, obviously. What's frustrating is it could have been a really cool movie.
Yeah.
Cause the concept is really cool. And I think what it needed was, it needed a different director, writer, production team altogether, I think. And I think it also
needed to be a completely different movie.
Well, no, I'm serious. Like, it's you take this idea, and I think it needed to be like a horror short. You know what I mean? Like a short movie, because with this concept, like an episode of Twilight Zone or Black Mirror or something, condensed. Because once you stretch it out and you make it longer, you kind of have to make it make sense. You know,
and that was the downfall of the movie, was them figuring it out. They did too much explaining, and it was just such a stupid concept that you're not going to make this make sense. So just leave it a mystery and make the movie shorter.
Right. You condense it to like a 30 minutes something. You don't have to explain anything. All you have to do is present a terrifying situation and then execute it. So make it a horror short and have the production team that did Squid Games do this movie, and it would have been fucking awesome.
So my only pushback on that is I think you could do an hour and a half on this movie, and I think it would just really depend on laying out the four levels of the game, right? Just progressing them into more wild things. Like, each level just gets turned up a notch. And I think that would be what I would like they tried to do that with this movie a little bit, but I would really make that the focus, like even more than they did.
They tried to give a bunch of answers, and then they gave answers to stuff you didn't need answers for. It was like, okay, well now they also have to make copies of the game and distribute it. It's like, that's a whole different angle that I don't know. There was too
all unneeded.
Too many things to tackle. Yeah, true.
Just basically all you need to set up is once you start the game, you can't quit and you have four levels you have to get through. And if that's all you have to do, like it doesn't need, well, this game was cursed by Amon-Ra St. Brown after he lost with the Detroit Lions 16-0 in the third week of the NFL season. You know what I mean? Like they don't need all that. They just need this for some reason, this game. When you play it, you are not allowed to quit. You have to get through the four levels or you die.
Don't explain it.
And there are choices to be made.
Yeah. I don't need the developer. I don't need to know who he is. I don't need to know why. Nope. I don't need him to come back at the end for no reason.
Right.
You know, and
setting up a sequel, which is never going to happen.
Oh, please don't. Yeah. I mean, this movie got killed on the ratings. I don't think they're going to redo it. Yeah. But yeah, there's so much wrong with this movie.
Yeah,
it just didn't make sense.
One of the worst, most unscary scenes, and they were so trying to go for the shock value of it, was the foggy pool scene where she ended up fighting off her little dead brother.
Oh my god! Yeah,
what a stupid scene. And she had to pick whether to kill him or it's like, okay, are you gonna kill this demon child that you know this kid is dead? It's like it was just again predictable, so stupid, very 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 unscary. And like the shock value of her having to kill a kid in that scene, it just didn't hit home at all. You're just watching this, you're like, please kill him faster. This is stupid. Let's move on.
Yes.
It was not well done.
It would have made more sense. I still wouldn't have liked it, but it would have made more sense if that was like her first experience with the game, you know, where it was like, oh my God, my brother is back from the dead for some reason, you know, then maybe it might be a little bit, but whereas she already knew, like it was already established that this game is, you know, just messing with you.
Yeah.
You know, like as soon as she sees him, she should have known, like, that's not him. And the fact that, you know, there was any hesitation there whatsoever, her friend should have been like, hey, what the fuck? Why are you thinking about this?
I think this is the problem with a lot of, like, horror movies and horror adaptations, though, where they just try to overconvolute the plot, where simplifying it or following source material would be the better way to go. So, like, this one particularly doesn't have source material. But I'm thinking of like the Resident Evil franchise, for example. Every time they make a movie or show out of the Resident Evil franchise, they never base it on the actual game. There hasn't been a faithful adaptation. There's been like 20 different Resident Evil movies and shows, but nobody has gone and actually just covered what happened in the first game or second game. They try to put this whole ridiculous other spin on it and bring them other places. It's like, guys, everything is right here.
Yeah.
Do this, right? And the other one that I'm petrified of is BioShock's coming out with either a movie or a TV show, and I am terrified of what they're going to do to that.
Yeah, but like, it could be awesome.
It could be
if it's amazing. Done right, it could be great. I would watch the shit out of that.
It would be so good, and I'm just so scared that they are going to just absolutely bungle it. I mean, look at the new Mortal Kombat movie. I know I'm jumping around here and I'm looking at video game stuff here, but just follow the tournament. Like the newest movie was like whatever, but they completely don't even follow like the logic of the game. And you have everything you need. And like this movie feels like they had the premise. And then it was just like people being like, yeah, but what if we had this? What if we had this? What if we had this? Just follow your basic premise. Build around that. Don't add this other shit.
They didn't need it. And I'm going to stress again that this would have been such a good horror short. Like if this was just a 10-minute episode and like ABCs of horror, it could have been so good.
I think Squid Game's a great comp that you brought up because, yeah, they built in drama and there is other stuff going on, but it all makes sense. And at the end of the day, the tension is in what the next game is going to be, right?
Yeah, 100%.
So like if you can make the tension in this, what they probably should have done is it should have been more competitors going into each level at the same time. That's just absolutely the way to do it. And then you're just losing competitors as you go on.
Right. It would have been so much better if they just gave us more of what they started with, you know, just like the really fucked up situations that, you know, the people get put in, and that would have been really just, you know, I mean, it would have been gore porn, but.
It also, yeah, but it doesn't even need to be completely gory. It can just be like a crazy situation. And
true. There's a lot of ways that they could have gone with this, and for a movie to start off as interesting as this one was, and I was pleasantly surprised for it to just to take such a dive so quick.
But that's why I compare it to Ghost Ship, because Ghost Ship, greatest horror movie opening in of all time, and the rest of the movie was pretty much shit.
Yep.
To be honest, and you don't remember anything from the rest of the movie, but everybody remembers that opening scene.
I don't think I've seen Ghost Ship, but now I'm at least going to watch the opening scene.
Worth watching just the opening scene.
You should watch the opening scene immediately.
All right.
If you walk into any horror movie buff situation and you say Ghost Ship is the best opening scene of all time, nobody will argue with you.
Yeah, it's just absolutely bonkers. And my comparison is just because it's so good, and then that rest of that movie is just like complete
forgettable.
Shit.
Yeah,
I've gone so that movie I have gone back and put on and just watched the opening scene and shut the rest of the movie off right after.
This is all I needed.
I don't think I've ever rewatched the whole movie, to be perfectly honest.
No, I definitely haven't seen it twice, but I've seen it once and it was definitely forgettable. Either way, we're not talking about Ghost Ship. We're talking about Choose or Die. How about some ratings?
It's a 0.8 for me.
That's pretty low.
It's really bad.
It's pretty low. So 1.2 for me.
Okay. I was going to go 1.5 just because the opening is good enough that you should at least see that. And at least something in this movie is well done. And that diner scene, as stupid as the setup is for it, is a little unsettling. So maybe I'm being a little too nice by giving it a 1.5, but yeah. I'll go with the 1.5.
I don't think so. I think you're right on, because those two scenes were good. And the movie did have potential. It was a good idea.
I think it's just, I can't get over the fact that, and I'll go back to what I've said on previous reviews, is that a horror movie should be really good no matter what for like 75% of the movie. And then most of these things, they either screw it up or whatever in the final 25%. That's usually the structure you get. This movie was good for what, the first 20 minutes? Mm-hmm. It was interesting. And then after that, I've never seen a movie 15, 20. Drop off and just bore me to tears for the rest of the movie. It was boring. The kills got worse. The story made no sense. Nothing made sense. The ending was stupid. Everything was stupid and boring, and I couldn't even get through it in one sitting. It was just, yeah, it's below a one for me, because you're a horror movie. You shouldn't, boring should not even be a possibility when we're making a movie like this. And it was.
Yeah. I think the ones that bother me the most are the ones that we actually see potential in, though. Like that always angers me, where I'm like, you have a premise here. You have a good premise. And it feels like, I don't know if the writer got into his own head, if the director changed too many things, or the studio was like, we need more of this, or we need more of that. And I always wonder what that process is.
There were scenes that in this that should have been scary. Like multiple times when they rolled up to an abandoned location to try to figure out the source of this thing. In other scenes, when they roll up to like the scene where the killer might be lurking, it's scary. Like the environment is scary. The music is scary. Everything about those scenes is like when they're entering a place where they shouldn't be. You could be in a comedy movie, and if someone breaks into a house, you're still like, ooh, I hope they don't get caught. This one, I didn't give a shit. I'm like, oh God, here we go. And it's just a table with a, you know, old 80s computer on it. And you're like, oh, okay, there it is. Just nothing. There's no.
Well, it's tough when the movie is boring. Everything else around it is boring, and you just want it to be over. So even if that scene was well done, you know, then you're not, if you're bored, you're not scared. So I feel like the way that they wrote this movie didn't do them any favors. Like that scene where they're going to the warehouse, that could have been scary if I gave a shit, you know, if I was like invested, but I wasn't. Yeah. I was just like, I just want it to end. Like, I don't care. I don't care who's in here.
Yeah. It was going to be tough to bring you back at that point.
Yeah.
It can be done. Movies have done it before, but yeah. So I think that's Anything else we need to hit on for this particular movie? I think we've kind of covered everything on it.
No, if we bring up anything else, we're just going to shit on it. So,
yeah. Yeah. So that was Choose or Die, which is on Netflix. Hopefully you did watch it before you watched this review. But if not, you can go watch it. I suggest at least watching that opening 5-10 minutes. Get through the diner scene, and then you can probably shut it off. And
I do want to apologize to everybody who we told to go watch this movie at the beginning.
We did. We did.
On multiple episodes, we told them to go watch it, and look what we've done to you. We're sorry.
That's what this is, though. We all have to watch this together.
We take these risks together. Yeah.
And what I want the people that are watching or listening to this to do is jump in the comments on YouTube, give us your star rating review. What did you think about this movie on a 0 to 5 stars with decimal points scoring? And if you are listening to us via podcast, you can tweet to one of us or jump in the Discord is what I would say.
What you don't want to do is, if you're an audio listener, is leave us a review with how many stars you thought this movie should get.
Yes, please don't do that. Please don't do that. Don't do that, because that would be very bad for us.
Unless you really like this movie, then I guess you do.
Yeah. But jump in the Discord is like what I would say is the best way to get in contact with us, because we all are in the Discord and other people are as well. Maybe we'll even make a little horror movies review section so that people can throw their scores and talk about the movies in there.
Oh, yeah. We should add a whole horror movie channel for suggestions and scores and stuff. That's a good idea. Yeah, join the Discord.
So join the Discord and let us know your scores. Anything else, gentlemen?
I think that'll do it.
What are we reviewing next?
All right, so we're giving you a short turnaround on this, everybody, but our next horror movie review is going to be Orphan First Kill, which we will be reviewing on Friday night. So if you're part of the Patreon, you will get that episode either Friday night or Saturday morning. Make sure you go watch Orphan First Kill. It is on the Paramount Plus network. And if you sign up for Paramount Plus, you can get a 7-day trial for free and watch this movie. So just make sure you cancel it afterwards if you don't want Paramount Plus.
Yeah, or whatever. That's up to you. But I will I will add, if you haven't seen the original Orphan from 2009, you should probably watch that too. We're not reviewing it, but although The First Kill is a prequel, it will spoil the end of Orphan 2009.
Yeah. So definitely watch both if you can, but if you're only watching one, we are going to be reviewing Orphan First Kill.
Yeah, the first Orphan movie, we were just discussing it off air, is good enough where you should watch that one as well. Quick shout out to our patrons. Our VIPs are Lisa J and Stephen V. We have Matthew T, Sydney B, Mark M, Papa Squatch, Mike B, Brandon W, Sarah W, Soph M, Hooper, Jake V, Stephanie A, Seth Dave Sucks W, Captain McSlugs, and Sarah Dave Loves Bacon R. Thank you guys. If you want your name in the credits of all of our episodes and most of our side content stuff, make sure you swing on over to Patreon. For as little as $3 a month, you can join the club.
Yes.
Join our cult.
Join the cult.
Yes. Just the Stephanies.
Yes, indeed.
Until then, everybody, we will see you on next Tuesday night and be covering Chicago. Unless you listen to this out of order, you weirdo. All right, we'll catch y'all later. Bye.